Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Hello, it's Chris here. Just want to give you a quick update on the podcast. On our next podcast, which will be out on Friday, the 18th of February, we have Mark Polymeropoulos, who's a former senior intelligence officer from the CIA, and we'll be discussing his fantastic book, Clarity in a Crisis. I'm sorry it's been a bit quiet on the podcast front over the last few weeks. Obviously, there's been the ongoing crisis in the Ukraine, and maybe some listeners have been thinking, ah, Chris is going to release an episode on the Ukraine. And unfortunately, I haven't, so I must apologise about that. I will just give you a quick rundown as to why we haven't so far done any content on the Ukraine. First of all, I've actually been working on another podcast called Warships Pod, when we've been doing multiple episodes about the Ukraine crisis from a naval perspective. In fact, I'm even in one episode where I'm asked to give my kind of point of view on what's going on. So if you click on the links below in the show notes, you better go straight to that episode of Warships Pod. And Warships Pod, at the moment, I think we're doing some really fantastic work on covering the Ukraine crisis from a naval perspective. So do check that out, and I think you'll find that very interesting. So I do apologize that there hasn't been any interviews on my podcast about that. I won't rule that out as things go on, but currently I have no personal planned episodes about the Ukraine just yet. So we'll see how that goes. I'm really hoping that that situation will calm down and cooler heads will prevail and nothing will happen. But we do live in this world, and I have a horrible feeling something will happen. So I can't rule out more episodes in the future. On a more personal note, I must also apologize. Just I've had a bit of creator burnout. So I think it's just because I've been working very hard since September last year. Since last September, my work has just gone a bit berserk, which has been fantastic. But it does just make life difficult sometimes in trying to get episodes researched, recorded, and edited. And I just think back, and when I think back about some of the episodes I've been doing over the last few months, I just kind of exhaust myself just thinking about it. So what I have done, I've managed to, now the podcast is starting to make some money, not a huge amount, but it's starting to make some, and that's thanks to partly to your sponsorship on Patreon, and all Patreon subscribers, thank you very much for your support. And also we now have a little bit of advertisement, so the podcast is making a modest amount a month, but it's just enough currently for me to be able to hire an editor just to kind of take a bit of the workload off me, because honestly, I think in the last few months, especially since Christmas, I've just been feeling a little bit burned out and a little bit overworked. So I apologize. I sort of apologize that there aren't more episodes currently, because I feel like there should be. But at the same time, I'm thinking about the long game. So the long game is this: I'm planning to keep this podcast going indefinitely. I really enjoy doing these episodes. I really enjoy interviewing people about espionage and or espionage fiction or geopolitics and all the stuff that we cover. I really do really thoroughly enjoy it. So my plans for the future, I can't say there's gonna be any precise changes, because obviously I work as a freelance filmmaker, so sometimes I get big jobs come in that take up all my time. But I'm planning to kind of obviously stick to our monthly schedule. If time allows, there will be more than one episode a month, and then see how things go. So we've got I'm planning an amazing season 7, so that will be kicking off in September. So season 7 will be the next season after this season. So my thoughts are, And again, it's difficult to completely predict how this is going to go. But I personally would like to have, if no one minds, I would like to have a mini break from the podcast. We've got about 6 episodes left to transmit. So 4 have already been recorded and there's 2 yet for me to record. So once we've transmitted all those, that'll probably take us to about, I guess, June. Planning from July through to early September, I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to try my best to not do anything podcast related at all, just so I can relax a bit and just get some clarity and clear my head a bit and just recharge my batteries. Because I've realized I've been doing this for 6 years now, which has been fantastic. But committing to a monthly episode for 6 years, I'm just knackered. And then with work as well. So I'm going to take a mini break and then I'm going to come back stronger. That's the plan. And I've got a nice, big, juicy wish list for season 7 of some hopefully great interviews, providing people say yes. And obviously respond as much as one can to world events. I'm not CNN, so it is very difficult sometimes to be able to respond to everything because, you know, a lot has happened in the last few months. We've had the Afghanistan evacuation. There's been a lot of terrorist activity. There's a lot of, far-right activity. And obviously now this crisis in Ukraine. So with all the best will in the world, it's very hard to cover all those things. But I will do my best to do that, especially with whatever comes up in the near future. So really, I just want to say a huge thank you for your support. It really means a lot. There's been some really, wonderful feedback through both reviews, through interaction with listeners on Twitter, Instagram, and also to you wonderful Patreon supporters. I'm hoping those coasters I've sent out will be with you in the next sort of week or so. They were sent out a couple of weeks ago now via our online store. So I'm hoping those coasters will come to you and they'll be in decent order. So, huge thank you very much for your support of the podcast. And, as I was saying, please don't worry. My plans are to keep this thing going indefinitely. I'm hoping, I'll be talking into microphones about espionage for many years to come, life willing. And so I just need a little mini break and then I'll hopefully come back a lot stronger. Going forward into the new year, the podcast will be coming out every 3rd Friday of the month. That's my plan. I'm planning to stick to that pattern. So our next episode's out on the 18th of February. And then the following episode will be out on the 18th of March. Wow, that's not bad going, 2 18s in a row. And then I guess the next one after that would be the 15th of April, which would be Good Friday. So, I can't think of an Easter-themed episode, but we'll have some very good episodes coming up. So, yeah, we've got some great content coming up. So I just want to say a huge thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. There are more episodes coming, and then there'll be a mini break, and then there'll be a lot more episodes coming. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.